Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
Well, Gab, the Vic Police GLOWS, I haven't been here for a while, so I might be a little bit rusty. So what's on for the show today?
Well, firstly, it's good to have you back, Paul. We've missed you a lot. So hopefully you'll continue to do the when we have a fifth Wednesday of the month, which is a few times every year. But today, huge. We've got the Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police, Ken Lay, coming in. And that's the third... I don't know him. That's the third Chief Commissioner we've had on this show.
Yes.
And we've only been going, well, less than maybe almost 4 years now. We've had three Chief Commissioners come in. It's not often you get the chance to ask the Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police a question. And if you're sitting at home and thinking, I've always wanted to know this, or I'm wondering where he's going in leading Victoria Police in the future, anything like that, text in because you're not going to get this chance often.
And I can let you know the focus, though, of today's interview will be about Victoria Police building the relationship and communication with the LGBTIQ community.
And from the top, you're hearing what and trickling down what the Chief Commissioner's idea on Victoria Police's relationship with the LGBTIQ communities is, and that's it tells you a lot of where we're going. So hopefully we'll get some really positive responses from him.
Well, we've gone to the top again.
I know. But what else we have on the show?
What else?
We've got Crime Stoppers. We'll be talking about the latest crime, so you can get along to the Crime Stoppers website and try to help us identify some offenders in those images we'll be talking about. And we also got Victoria Police News, which is a number of armed robberies that have been occurring in the last year, and there's a $50,000 reward for information for that.
Oh, that's a lot. It says girls allowed call the shots on Joy 94.9. Someone else calling the shots. She's a copper herself. It's Senior Sergeant Gabby Tyack.
Senior Sergeant. Oh, fantastic.
Senior Sergeant. Senior Constable Gabby Tyack.
I love it when you're on. I could be any rank. It's almost an Assistant Commissioner sometimes.
Well, you could be the Chief Commissioner, but not today, because the Chief Commissioner, Ken Lay, will be in about another 10 minutes. He's not too very far away. Get your questions in. Mind you, we do have a whole heap of questions we are asking him, but you might just be able to send one in that just thinks that's fantastic. We'll need that.
A nice original one. I tried to get one from my dad and he just had nothing.
Nothing. His minder will be coming in, so we have to be on our best behaviour.
Yes,
Spoke to his minder yesterday, given the rundown on how to behave. So it's
no,
good.
You weren't. But what I want to know, Paul, is, you know, you were the instigator, really, of the Vic Police GLOW show. Without you contacting Scott a number of years ago for a long period of time, this show has come about. And now you're not here with us anymore.
No.
Apart from today.
Well, that's right, apart from today. And it just so happens that it fell on my day, I guess. If we go back, when was it, 2008? 2007 or something.
Gosh.
Mind you, and I know that Scott Davis is listening, it took me 2.5 years, Gabby, to get this show on air.
Well, you know, Scott moves very quickly.
There were
reasons why it took a bit of time.
There was. I just like saying it took me 2.5 years.
Well, it really did. But, I mean, we had to think, you know, how are we going to have content for a show and what kind of things are we going to talk about? And there was logistical stuff involved. Will we have the time to be on air every week, all those sorts of things.
Well, the 2.5 years included the first 2 years of asking Scott, because I did say, I've got this fantastic idea, Scott. You know, you already talk on SatMag. You know, you'll come on and we'll have this spot and it's really great and we'll do this and we'll do that. And his answer was pretty much a firm no. And then after that half years, we looked at how we could actually put it on air. Crime Stoppers come on board. Joy 94.9 luckily said yes.
Well, that's a good point. That needs good. To happen.
But you're wondering where I've been. Well, I haven't gone anywhere, but I have taken a step back. And the show was always designed to outlast me, so that's good. Looks like it's done that. And over the time of having the Vic Please Glows on board, we've picked up Crime Stoppers. We've picked up the AVP. And now that I've stepped back, that's allowed the AVP to have a full show. Mm-hmm. Lenny Fabry is now doing a show called Lesbians Matter.
That's right.
In the same time slot. So that's helping the women come forward and so forth.
Yeah, because we found that lesbians are the least likely to report to police or through the GLOWS or through any method. So we're trying to make a commitment to reach out to the lesbian community and show them that they do matter.
Mm. So stepping back has allowed that to happen, and the show can happen without me. How fantastic's that?
But it's great that you come back in.
Good. Yes, I will be here on the fifth Wednesday of every month when it falls on the fifth Wednesday.
Well, thank God it's not every 29th of February, because that wouldn't be very often.
Well, no, that's right. Leap year today.
Yes, it is.
So I think there's about four within the year.
Yeah, there usually is.
And no doubt I will be, you know, if they need me as an emergency. But I have been doing it for the last 3.5 years every week.
That's true.
So yeah.
And you've been asking to have Ken Lay in for quite a while too. He was in before a number of years ago, but you've been, since he's become Chief Commissioner, you've been really wanting to have him in.
Yes. I saw Ken at the Prejudice Motivated Crime launch, and he remembered me. That was pretty good.
Of course
he
did.
For the good terms. And I asked him then, and he said, yep, no worries, Paul. Scott will set that up.
Yes.
I think, and it's been what? How long has that been? Another 8 months, 9 months. And then all of a sudden, he become boss again.
Yeah.
So he's coming in 5 minutes away, really.
Let's hope he gets here.
All right, he's got Crime Stoppers up next.
Joy 94.9.
Paul Anthony with you on Joy 94.9 with Senior Constable Gabby Tyank for the Vic Police Glow Show. Ken Lay, not too very far away. Gabby, part of our relationship with Crime Stoppers Victoria.
Yes, we've got Crime of the Week, and that occurred on Wednesday the 3rd of August last year at about 2 a.m, where a man entered a Shell service station on the avenue in Ardeer. The man approached the front counter and asked to purchase cigarettes, at which time the attendant asked for identification. It's alleged the offender then produced a pistol, threatened the attendant and made demands for the cigarettes. The man is described as Caucasian, aged in his late teens to early 20s, and has a lip piercing. He was wearing a beanie, a black hooded jacket, a white t-shirt with a motif on the front, blue jeans, black and white shoes, black sunglasses and a necklace. And we've released images, a face image, which is a computerized image, and some images from the CCTV from that location.
Yes, we do say this every week, but if you do get across the Crime Stoppers, you'll be able to see this guy. You most likely know him, perhaps, the way he stands, his stance, and all that lovely stuff.
The way he wears his jeans, he's got them rolled up.
Yep, the way he's got his hoodie on, his particular very white runners with white laces, all that. So do we have another one, or is that it?
That's it for the moment.
That's it. Okay, the reference number is CA5866. Can we get a recap on that? Thanks.
It's a armed robbery in Ardeer on the 3rd of August last year in the Avenue.
Okay, get yourself across to crimestoppers.com.au. You can also call 1-800-333-000 in case of emergency. Always call 000.
And remember,
if you see something,
say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Joy 94.9.
So, Paul Anthony and Senior Constable Gabby Tyack.
I was called Senior Sergeant this morning. I quite like that.
All right. Well, look, he started his work with Victoria Police in 1974, and since that time has gained significant experience in a wide range of policing roles, including operational, training, corporate roles, as well as lengthy periods of service in both in rural and metropolitan areas. Most recent roles include the Deputy Commissioner for Road Policing, the Assistant Commissioner with responsibility for Victoria's traffic and transit issues, and the Assistant Commissioner in charge of policing services for the Far North geographical area of Victoria, one of the largest police regions in the state. Well, he did join us back in August 2009 for Operation Ardent. He wasn't even the Chief then, but he is now. Please welcome to Joy 94.9, the Chief Commissioner of Victoria, Mr. Ken Lay, welcome.
Thanks, Paul. Thank you very much.
No worries. Now, I must say that the bio I've got here continues on for the next couple of pages, so I just read the first couple of lines.
There you go.
So welcome. Look, let's get started first. The reason you're here is to improve the relationship for Victoria Police and the GLBTI community and how we can communicate. My understanding was that was your idea of the theme.
Well, Paul, I think a very, very important part of my job is to make sure that I engage with the whole broad Victorian community. Often police are seen as the people that enforce the law, that, you know, it's the hard end stuff, it's the riot squad stuff, it's locking people up. But by far the largest part of our job is actually engaging with our community, understanding what their issues are and trying to solve problems before they come significant or too serious. So obviously engaging with the GLBTIQ community is a very, very important part of that. And only yesterday I was actually sitting down with Gabby, with the Victoria Police group that engages with your community, and we were discussing a whole host of pretty interesting issues, weren't we?
Yeah, the Gay and Lesbian Reference Group, which meets every second month of the year. And I think, Mr. Lay, you were talking about you know, how, so you've been the Chief Commissioner for about 3 months, I think.
About 3 months now, yep.
And you mentioned that the media have basically sort of taken your role and it's promoted it sort of as police going back to the old style aggressive type of policing.
Yeah, certainly there's been a lot of media around the way we policed the Occupy Melbourne demonstrations, around the new uniforms and the stronger approach, haircuts, beards, moustaches, and only recently around Riot Squad. Now, what I need to be really careful about is Victoria Police is not seen as simply that hard end. It's more about the engagement, the community engagement, understanding the community's issues and trying to solve problems at that end of the spectrum. And it's very important that I use mediums like Joy FM to actually get that message across.
Okay, speaking of which, Sergeant Scott Davis, a big part of this show, big part of Joy, big part of Victoria Police, has been the manager of the Gay and Lesbian Unit, the manager of the Gay and Lesbian Advisory Unit since December 2004. Yeah. As of last week, no longer exists. The Star Observer has asked this question, and I'll put it in their words. Can you, Chief Commissioner Ken Lay, assure the LGBTIQ community won't lose out with the new restructure of the Gay and Lesbian Advisory Unit into the Community Engagement Support Team?
Yeah, Paul, this issue was raised with me yesterday, and I made it very, very clear to the group that I'll be advertising Scott's position as a matter of urgency. Like, Scott's going to be a huge loss. He's very well regarded, and lots of people ask me about what Scott's doing, but I will ensure that that position remains. It'll remain in a different part of the organisation, but certainly we will have another Scott in the not too distant future.
I'm not very good with restructuring. So what's going to be different? Like, why get rid of it in the first place if you're going to bring it back?
So Paul, the problem that we had with not just Scott's area but the broader community engagement space was we were a little concerned that we weren't making the inroads we'd like out in the broader community. Centrally, we were very, very strong, and all the issues were actually coming into the centre to be resolved. The restructure was about putting resources out into local communities. So we've created some community engagement inspector positions. We've put unsworn people with those inspectors. We're ensuring that the GLOWs are well connected to those community engagement people to actually solve the problems out in the areas that they're occurring. Now, if there are issues that can't be solved there, there'll be still that position that Scott used to hold to actually solve the positions to solve those issues centrally.
And that's true, because I've noticed with my new community engagement inspector, she's very focused on making sure that the GLOWS and all the other proactive roles, including multicultural liaisons and youth resource officers and all those sorts of things, are working together and putting all their ideas and energies into the areas they're working, and having all the feedback coming back, going back into Victoria Police, so we can use any information coming in to make sure we respond properly.
Paul, I'd like to make the point too that when we've gone through this restructure, and there has been some problems with it, the communities or various communities have raised concerns. There's been some concerns raised internally as well that we could have done things better. Now, I accept that. Now, a very important piece of work will be done in the next couple of weeks about a broad communication strategy to explain to all the various communities out there how this new model will work. And I also give an undertaking that if gaps are identified, if we're not doing things as well as we should have, I will certainly make sure that those gaps are filled, and we continue to work hard to meet the requirements of the community.
So what you're saying, that this is going to be better for the GLBTIQ community?
I certainly hope it will be. Certainly what I'm looking at the moment, it looks, intuitively, it looks better, but we just got to test it. We'll continue to test it, and if problems pop up, we'll address them. I've still got 40-odd GLOWS across the state. I've got really good people like Scott and Gabby that are willing to provide advice to me. I've got a central group of people that continue to raise those issues with me. So if we're not doing it well, or we can get better, I'll certainly commit to that.
And a lot of the concerns from the community have been since they've had the information that Scott's job was going to be removed, and they weren't sure it was going to be replaced, but you've just told everyone that it will be.
It will definitely be replaced.
There was a lot of rumours that meant the GLOWS will all be going to. Ben, we'll come back after some information and talk about that.
You're on the Vic Police GLOWS Show. Paul Anthony and Senior Constable Gabby Tayark on the Vic Police GLOWS Show. We do have in the studio the Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police, Ken Lay, who is indeed the 21st Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police. Before we continue on to our questioning, a question for you. Christine Nixon, your predecessor, was around for a while. Simon Overland, not very long at all. Do you see yourself in the seat for a short term or long term?
Paul, I've been appointed for 5 years, so certainly that's the aim, to do 5 years in the job. And certainly from my experience, I've watched a number of chief commissioners over the past, and it's a long time, 5 years in this job. It can be difficult at times, but certainly that's my aim at this stage.
All right. Well, hopefully you are around for 5 years, and hopefully you still come back and visit us.
Thank you, Paul.
Now that you're in the top job. Question for you, though. This came in for one of the questions during the week. Do you see... do you see a long-term future in the deployment of gay and lesbian liaison officers from this point on?
Absolutely. They fulfil a very, very important role, not only in the community but across Victoria Police, to increase our understanding and make us be better at what we do. Ideally, I'd love to be in a space where there was no need for GLOWS, where the broader Victoria Police organisation was very understanding and very responsive, but I think we've still got a way to go before we are. So people like Gabby and the 40 other GLOWS out in the state are very important to us.
And Scott and I have often spoken about this, that we do see the future, that there won't be a need for GLOWS, but it's a fair way off, because we still have a large amount of underreporting of prejudice motivated crime. And the fact is really that when Scott's job was being removed, I guess you can use that term, there was fear that the community was saying, well, there won't be any more GLOWS, that means what are we going to do? But in fact, that's not true. We do have the 40, around about 40, and increasing numbers as well. And if you live in an area where you don't have a GLOW and you feel like you need to have a GLOW, you can certainly speak to us, contact us here at Joy, or get onto the Victoria Police website and find your local GLOW, or myself or Scott. Scott's still around. And let us know where you're from and what's going on, and we can try very hard to make sure you do have a GLOW in your area.
Another question which came in, given you were unable to march in Pride March this year, were you undertake to engage with the community in the next year's event, or perhaps May Idaho this year? And before you answer that question, why weren't you at Pride March?
Well, originally I accepted the invitation to march, and I went away on holidays, and during that, whilst I was away, I also received an invitation to attend the bushfire remembrance service, which was occurring at the same time. So I made the judgment that I needed to be at the remembrance service. I did go along prior to the march and meet with our members, just to give them a reassurance about why I wasn't there this year, but certainly next year I'll make every effort to be there and support my members and support the community in the march.
And you were very concerned that you did have to leave, and how the community was going to perceive that. But the problem is with the bushfire remembrance, it seems to be going to be on the same day every year. It's going to be on a Sunday, and Pride March is on. And I know that Simon Overland, when he was Chief Commissioner, he came along too and marched, but had to leave early for the remembrance. And it's going to be an issue. But, I mean, if I was in your position, or I think any police officer, we would have done the same thing. Yeah. You have to choose that.
Yeah. So, look, I understand it's very, very important to the community, and certainly I'll be making every effort next year.
Being in the top job, I mean, you're basically in charge of Victoria, aren't you? The well-being of Victoria, the safety of Victoria. Yeah. Do you admire any policing worldwide? Is there a model that you would go on? Or are there any prior or previous chief commissioners that you perhaps look up to?
Look, I've worked now, I think, with 7 commissioners in my time, and each one of them have had particular skills that I admire and I try to emulate. Every one of them have had a piece that they've made an enormous contribution to the state. So I'm not sure there's one that's been the perfect commissioner, and I'm certainly not going to be the perfect commissioner. But I think from time to time you can actually look at particular things some commissioners do well and try and do exactly the same thing. So, but it's a testing job, Paul. It's a very, very testing job, and often they're very special people that do these jobs for a long, long time.
Now, I've got a question in. Scott Davis couldn't be here, but he sent one in, and he asked, what do you see as the major issues for the GLBTI communities and policing?
Certainly, from the feedback I've had in recent time, is to make sure we get the communication stuff right, make sure that we've got our engagement, make sure that the community understands where they come, when they've got a problem, and that's what I'm hearing loud and clear at the moment, Gabby. So I hope the group that I was speaking to yesterday got a sense of my commitment to get this right, and clearly simply because these questions are being asked would suggest that we haven't done it as well as we should have over the last couple of months.
I know everyone in the reference group last night, if they have any issues or questions or even ideas, they'll certainly send them through to you and through the inspector and Inghard Ehrenberg, the superintendent, and myself and Scott Davis.
Fantastic.
How do people get in touch with this reference group, Gab? It seems to be is it a body of people speaking on behalf of the GLBTIQ community?
Yeah, Scott put it together a number of years ago. I think it's been running a good 2 or 3, maybe longer, years longer than that. And it involves community representatives of peak bodies within the GLBTI community. So we've got the AVP, we've got the Matrix Guild, we've got people living with HIV and AIDS, a number of probably 8 or 9 different groups trying to make sure that we represent everyone within the GLBTIQ community, which is hard, but we've done our best to do that. And they've been going every second month they meet and talk about what issues there are and how the police can respond to those issues.
Okay, we need to wrap up, but before we do that, this is just a quote from an email that came through from Scott Davis when his unit disbanded. It's just one I've just taken out of here. He says, I cannot put into words how much of a privilege and an honour it has been to be the manager of the Victoria Police Gay and Lesbian Advisory Unit since December 2004 and to work with such fine people. I actually can't type what I really want to say here because I keep tearing up and can't see the bloody screen or keyboard. That's direct from Scott Davis. What is your message, Ken, to the GLBTIQ community in this relationship between Victoria Police? There's still a lot of people call them disillusioned, call them hurt, call them whatever you like to call them. Yeah. Some people still don't see Victoria Police in the eye that it should be. What's your message to them?
Look, I think it's important for me to commit to stay engaged and to listen to the issues as they are raised. I understand that we've got a long way to go. We've come an enormous distance in the last 5 or 6 years in particular, but we've still got a long way to go. One of the things that's very, very important to me, though, Paul, is that this community holds me and Victoria Police to account. If we don't do things well, we need to be told from time to time. We need to be criticised and we need to be advised about how we can do things better. So I'm very hopeful that this new structure will do that, but as I say, if we're not doing that, I will be not adverse in actually rethinking what we've done and how we do it and how we can get better.
Final words, Gad?
Well, you're certainly committed to community engagement and engaging with this particular communities, and I thank you for coming in and probably alleviating a lot of the fears that people had with the removal of the job, Scott's job, and ensuring the Glows continue to exist.
Thanks, Gabby.
Now, see, Ken, I did find your song.
You've done well.
After all that, the Ship Song Project. Want to just quickly, briefly tell us why you like this song?
Well, it's a Nick Cave song that a group of Australian and other singers have put together, and it celebrates the 40th anniversary of the Sydney Opera House. But I remember first hearing it late one night when I was having a lovely dinner with friends, and it stayed with me as one of my favourites.
Okay, Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police, the 21st, in fact. Ken Lay, thank you so much for joining us here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Gabby.
You're listening to the Vic Police Glow Show, believe it or not. The Ship Song Project, Sydney Opera House, reinterpreting Nick Cave's iconic song there, performed by Neil Finn, Kev Carmody, and the Australian Ballet, Sarah Blasco, John Bell, Angus and the Julia Stone, Paul Kelly, and a whole heap of other people. And that was courtesy because the Chief Commissioner, Ken Lay, wanted to hear that, and he got to hear it.
And it probably tells you a lot about him. His choice of music. I don't know what it says, but it probably says something.
No. Okay, Gab, some announcements, and then more crimes and more Vic Police Glow Show right here on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9, Paul Anthony and Senior Constable Gabby Tayak today on the Vic Police Glow Show as we take a breath of fresh air now that the big boss is gone, the big chief's gone.
I was waiting for all the cheers.
How laid back. He's Ken Lay.
Yeah, it was great having him in here. And I think he's really spoke for real about what his plans are and how he wants to Victoria Police to continue to engage with our communities. And I think he's doing a really good job. And he says that Scott's job or something very similar to Scott's job will be advertised soon. So someone will be sitting in that chair again soon. So there's nothing to fear.
A message to my personal mobile phone saying, hey, you never read out my question. Well, that's because for some reason we're not getting any SMSs or emails through our system. So sorry about that, peeps.
It's not a good time for it not to work.
What's going on with that? Maybe someone sabotaged it. Anyway, if you do have any feedback on the show, you can email glow, GLLO, at joy.org.au, and that gets checked regularly. Gab?
But one great thing is that Ken Lay has committed to wanting to come onto the show.
Oh, yes.
That was in the break. That was when he was leaving and the song was playing. But yes, he said he wants to come on the show when we need to talk to him about any issues. He's committed to, you know, 3 or 4 times a year.
Yes, he has.
So we'll hold him to that.
We didn't get that recorded, though, but he did actually say, did you see when I fell off my seat and I had to get back up again?
I had to pick you up. But he did, and he's very committed. So it shows how committed he is to our particular communities here. So that's fantastic news. We better do some crimes.
And then some Vic Police news. We have Vic Police news this week?
Yeah, we had the $50,000 reward, so we better talk about that.
Oh, I better do that. All right, good. Go.
All right. Well, we've got on Tuesday the 13th of December last year at about 9:30 p.m, an elderly man and his ill wife arrived home in Harkaway Road in Berwick. As they walked inside, they were allegedly followed by a man carrying a knife who demanded money. The man pushed the woman onto the couch. Her husband hit the man on the back with a golf club, causing the offender to flee. This man is described as Asian, aged 18 to 20 years old, about 177 centimetres tall, slim build, and was wearing a long thigh-length hooded top, black track pants and dirty white runners. And we've released a face image of this person, and we would like you to get along to the Crime Stoppers website and try and identify him for us.
Now, those roads up in Harkaway Road, very secluded, the properties that come off them. Okay. So this person possibly laying in wait, but you might have seen a car perhaps parked on the side of the road, because they wouldn't have gone into the property.
And it's an odd long thigh-length hooded top. Now, I've never seen anything like that before, so that would be a very recognisable item of clothing.
Sounds like a Snuggie, one of those ones that you wear.
He's running around in a Snuggie.
Yes, all right. Okay, the reference number for that is CA6025.
But please help us identify him, get onto the Crime Stoppers website.
Recap. It.
It's an aggravated burglary in Berwick on the 13th of December last year.
Get yourself across to crimestoppers.com.au. You can also call 1-800-333-000. In case of emergency, Gab, always call 000.
And remember, we don't need to know who you are.
Just who they are.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Paul Anthony and Senior Constable Gabby Tyack. And Gab, just as we're speaking, all the messages are now coming through.
Yes, it's a little bit late.
For Chief Commissioner, who's already gone. But that's because, I don't know, the system must be a bit slow. Okay, what's this about $50,000 up for grabs?
Right. Well, we've talked before about Crime Stoppers. They do have rewards for people who give information that lead to an arrest and a conviction, but they don't promote that because, you know, they're a not-for-profit organisation. But in this case, we've got an incident where Victoria Police is offering a $50,000 reward for information leading to the apprehension and subsequent conviction of persons responsible for a series of armed robberies on gaming venues in Melbourne's northwest suburbs. And this has happened.
Can I read them out?
Please do.
There's heaps.
There is. Well, you won't have enough time, but read some of them.
Well, let's see. This goes. This ranges from the 6th of June 2011 to the 11th of January 2012, and they're pretty close together, aren't they?
They are.
Meadow Inn, Glenroy RSL, Sylvania Hotel, Moreland Hotel, Windy Hill Tabaret, Waterloo Hotel, Glenroy RSL, Laylaw Bowling Club, Sylvania Hotel again, the Laylaw Bowling Club again, the Skyways Tavern, Thomastown TAB, Faulkner RSL, Ivanhoe Hotel, Pascoe Vale Hotel, my God, Yarra Valley Country Club, Skyways Tavern again.
And the list goes on. There are 33 armed robberies that have occurred since
I was just
going
to say, I didn't even get through halfway there. And look, further down the list, again, Sylvania Hotel. What is it about this one?
And if you get onto the Victoria Police News website, we've got a map of Victoria, and it shows you exactly what areas these are all committed in. We've got a list of where they were committed, and we've also got a number of images of the men who have gone into these locations with a shotgun, it looks like, and also an image of a man who came into one of the Glengalla Hotel on the 20th of June last year, who may be connected to the incident. And we've got an image of his face, so it's quite good. The other images of men with their faces covered, but this one is of a man, so if you know him, you will be able to identify him from this image.
He looks a bit like Robert De Niro.
He looks like someone.
Very scary, though. The perpetrator, is that what you call them?
Yeah, offenders.
Wearing a Don't Hit Me jacket. It's one of those vests, you know, those red vests.
Red vest.
Big yellow gloves and a shone-off shotgun indeed.
Oh, yes. Is
that one's there. So
a dedicated task force called Task Force Sampson has spent the past few months reviewing all of the robberies, investigating leads and targeting suspects. And Detective Superintendent Kevin Sheridan from Northwest Metro Region said he believed the $50,000 reward could provide the key to unlocking critical information. So we'd like you to contact Crime Stoppers with any information about this. If you live in that area, that's not a huge area where all these armed robberies are being committed. Did you see something suspicious? Did you see a car that was unusual or some men loitering around that just seemed a little bit odd? Keep an eye out, because if they've done this many, 33 in the last less than a year, they're probably out there planning the next one as well.
Well, just to give you an idea of how close they were, I put my piece of paper down, but they were like a couple of just a couple of days apart, weren't they? If you have a look at 6th of June, 8th of June, 8th of June as well, there's two on the 8th of June, 21st of June, 24th of June, 27th of June, they're all very close. Two on October 10, two on October 28, two on October 31, two on November 12. They're
very busy. So local community assistance is important, and anyone with information on this or other incidents, we ask you to contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or get onto the crimestoppers.com.au website, and this can all be done anonymously.
Okay, do that. And up next, we're going to be talking a little bit about the PSOs and whatever else is coming up here on Joy 94.9. Paul Anthony with you on the Vic Police Close Show with Senior Constable Gabby Tyack, soon to be Chief Commissioner. No.
I don't think so.
No. If you have any feedback about today's show, please email through to glow@joy.org.au. The respective people get them. Now, last week on the show, I think it was, or maybe the week before,
last week.
There was the deployment of PSOs.
Yes.
To the train stations. Yes. Well, I got to see some.
Did you?
Well, yes, it was all very exciting because I'd listened to the Glow Show during the day. And then I made my way here to Joy 94.9, and I was at the station. And then there was two protective service officers, and there was one Victoria Police, which they're all Victoria Police, but they call them differently. And so there was 2-1, basically. So there was one shadowing.
And the Victoria Police officer is the mentor.
Well, yeah, their mentor for a couple of months. And it was all very exciting because it looked, it actually did look like six police on the...
Really?
On the, Flinders Street Station.
Did it make you feel, Paul? Did it make you feel safe? Did it make you feel like what's going on?
Well, normally when you see a lot of police, you're like, what's going on? What do they want? Type thing. But because I'd already heard what was happening and there was all this big police presence. Now, I haven't seen them on the stations yet. They are going to be deployed within the next couple of months, and hopefully by the end of the year they're everywhere. But what I'd like to ask you, have you seen them? Have you seen the protective service officers? Now, they look a little bit different. They kind of look like they're in a police uniform, but where you've got white, Gab, they've got yellow.
Well, yeah, on the emblem on our shoulder, and also their shirts are white, not the light blue.
Yep, and they've got the hats with the white trim, and you've got one in today as well, your baseball cap type one, that sort of yellow, and it actually does say Protective Services on the back.
Yeah, they do, and I think they wear the fluorescent vests, which says clearly Protective Services Officers. But, I mean, it's going to take another year or so to have the numbers that we want out there, but we've started now. The government were committed, and Victoria Police were committed to having the PSOs out there, and we've started that now. So,
Well, what I'd like to know is how's it going so far? Have you seen them? Have you encountered them? I've been watching this for a very long time. When you broke it, I think it was last year that they were going to have, and I was sort of a bit sceptical of how it was all going to work. So I'd still like to, I'm not saying I'm still sceptical, but I am watching it very closely to see whether they will do good or they will cause hindrance.
Well, we want people using public transport to feel safe and to be safe, and this is what the PSOs are there for. So hopefully that will be the case. Now, next week, or coming up in the next few weeks, we've got we're going to introduce the new Collingwood Glow. She's going to come in. And we've also got on the Lesbians Matter show every third Wednesday of the month, we've got Alina Muhammad Ali from the Australian Gay and Lesbian Multicultural Council. So she'll be joining us on one of our special weeks that is recognising Victoria. I think it might be Refugee Week. I'm talking about being a multicultural person who's a lesbian living in Victoria. So that should be quite interesting.
It will be, Gab. That's it for this week. And you won't see me until there's another Wednesday, fifth Wednesday in the month.
I'll look forward to it.
All right. But the Glow Show will continue. Do you know what's on next week?
Next week could be the Anti-Violence Project, I think.
Could be.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yep. All right, good. If you'd like feedback or like to make suggestions, or better still, if you'd still like to pass on messages to Chief Commissioner Ken Lay on how the Victoria Police can better its relationship with the LGBTIQ community, please do so. You can do that through us, glo@joy.org.au. You're on Joy 94.9.
Wherever we live, work and play,
Safety affects all parts of our lives.
Community safety is everyone's responsibility, and there are things we can do to make our homes, workplaces, streets, neighbourhoods and communities safer.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.